Sin dolor. He came into the world like all the rest of them. Like us, that is. Brown as an iguana and flecked with the detritus of afterbirth, no more remarkable than the date stamped on the morning's newspaper. But when I cleared his throat and slapped his infant buttocks, he didn't make a sound. Quite the contrary. His eyes snapped open with that searching myopia of the newborn, and he began to breathe calmly and quietly, with none of the squalling or fuss of the others. My nurse, Elvira Fuentes, who had spent 15 years working on the cancer ward at the hospital in Guadalajara before coming home to devote herself to me, both as lover and helpmeet, frowned as I handed the infant to his mother. She was thinking exactly the same thing I was. There must have been some constriction or deformation of the child's vocal apparatus. Or perhaps he'd been born without it. We've seen stranger things, all manner of defects and mutations, especially among the offspring of the migrant workers, what with the devil's brew of herbicides, pesticides, and genetically engineered foodstuffs to which they have been routinely exposed. There was one man I won't name here, who came back from the cotton fields of Arizona looking like one of Elvira's oncological ghosts, and whose wife gave birth 9 months later to a monster without a face. No eyes, ears, mouth, or nose, just a web of translucent skin stretched tight over a head the size of an avocado. Officially, we labeled it a stillbirth. The corpse, if you could call it that, was disposed of with the rest of the medical waste. But that's neither here nor there. What I mean to say is that we were wrong. Happily, at least as it appeared. The child, he was born to Francisco and Mercedes Funes, street vendors whose tacos de chivo are absolutely poisonous to the digestive tract, and I advise...